Galatians chapter 3. I could just keep on going, but I think we've been doing this for a little while. We've been looking at Webster's defines as witness to the remarkable or the extraordinary. And we've been looking at behold to the Word of God. And Jesus' last letter to the churches, the seven churches being the church incomplete, the worst was the last. The last was the worst. This was the lukewarm church. This was the dead church. Amen. They were neither hot or cold. They were lukewarm. Yep. And he said, because you're lukewarm, I want to spew you out of my mouth, is what he says in his word. And sort of like the Lord was saying in these last days, he is saying, thus saith the Lord, awaken thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And Christ wants to bring light to the body of Christ. He wants us to be resurrected, to be restored, to be restored. God wants to stir us up. Amen. I don't know about you, but how many need to be stirred up a little bit? Hallelujah. How many have got apathetic? How many gotten into complacency? How many got in a place where it's just like, oh man, I kind of feel like I'm in a rut. Amen. I'm not moving forwards. I'm not moving backwards. I've just been at that place. I even put it on Facebook. I've been at that place. But look what all that God has done. Amen. I was reading your report where she put on her Facebook, and I'm not going to, is it okay if I say that? Is that she lost 200 pounds. But she's been stuck at 200 200 pounds for how long?
A year.
And she hasn't lost anymore. But she hadn't gained anymore. Praise God. There was two of her here before. And now there's one of her. And she's maintained and she's sustained. And what I see is not only that, Pam. I see all the people that you've ministered to. God has used you tremendously to minister to other people. And God's changing all kinds of people and health and well-being because of you. Amen? Amen? Amen. 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 Yes, and the Lord told us, the prophet Isaiah said, this is Greg. Now Greg loves the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, he says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people, but the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. This is the prophetic word that's going forth. Amen. Even in 1 John 1:7, he says, but walk in the light as he is in the light and have fellowship with one another. See, this koinonia, this time, is just as important as the word. That God wants us to fellowship with one another. God wants us to get to know one another. God wants us to minister to one another. Amen. Everybody has something in this room that somebody else needs. Hello? Amen. That's why God uses all of us. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to get to the scripture tonight. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him and he with me. Amen. Amen. And when I'm looking at that, the Lord was speaking to me, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That means he's near. Now, listen to me. This is the church a few moments ago that he wanted to spew out of his mouth. But because of his love and his mercy and his grace, he was still knocking on the door. And what God wants you and I to understand, it's not over until it's over. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God's grace is sufficient. God will do a great and new thing. Hallelujah. So first we're going to look at, behold, he is near. Look at me in Acts chapter 17. Verse number 27. We're going to look at behold the call. I want to say something to you. The Word of God declares that the call of God is irrevocable and it changeth not. Just because you didn't answer the door at some time, he's still knocking. Hello? He's still knocking. He still wants to come in. He says in verse 27, he says in Acts 17, he says, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. In other words, he is always near. Amen. Amen? Look to your neighbor and say, God is near. He is so near. He is so near. He's right here. Amen? Yeah. When two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is to be found in the midst, and he's here with us tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. So what we want to look at is, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. When someone's knocking, they're trying to get the person's attention. So what he wants us to do, he's knocking on our heart's doors. Now, see, some people just take this individually, but he is not just speaking individually. He is speaking individually, but he's also speaking corporately.
Yes.
He's speaking to the body of Christ. He's speaking to the church, his body.
Yes.
He's not speaking to the world. He's speaking to his children.
Yes.
And he said, behold, I'm standing at the door, and I'm knocking. He said, behold, the call. So look with me. The first call that he has here for them is one. Is to turn. Look at me in Ezekiel 33. They get a little warm in the Old Testament. Sometimes things get a little hot in the kitchen. Amen. But he says in verse 11, he said, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will you die, house of Israel? Now, when I was looking at this, the Lord said, you know, we serve a loving God, and we're preaching love all the time because God is love. But God hates sin. And he's a just God. And he has to sit in sin. Hello? You know, the children of Israel didn't get to cross over to the promise because of their sin.
That's right.
Because of their rebellion.
That's right.
Amen?
Come on.
You know, and he said to me, in like in Romans chapter 11, where he says that if he broke off the natural branch to graft in the unnatural branch, which is you and I, the Gentile, how much more will he graft back in the natural branch? But at the same time, if he broke off the natural branch because of unbelief, will he not do the same to the unnatural branch because of unbelief? It's not where you start a race, it's where you finish the race. And he says to you, he says, I'm the author and I'm the finisher of your faith. See, it's not just about the beginning, it's to see us through and to complete what he's begun. And I believe that there's so many gifts that are laying dormant in the body of Christ, and God wants to resurrect some things. Amen. God has called you and placed some gift in you, and that he wants to breathe on and let that thing be used. He says the call is to heal. Hosea chapter 6. Pastor Basil Moran and New Songer are joining with us, and there's a difference between Pastor Basil and me. I'm loud spoken, and he's soft spoken. So if he doesn't get your attention, I'm going to get you. I speak to the hearing impaired. Yes.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you. Hallelujah. Amen. These have departed from the Lord, and the prophet Isaiah is speaking to him. And he says, in Hosea 6, what he says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he have torn, and he will heal us. He have smitten, and he will bind us up. In other words, he's knocking at the door. There's a call, and God wants to fix what's broken. God wants to heal what's not healed. What's sickness? He wants to repair the breach. Man, we serve a big God. And one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about, we need to get a hold of this. Amen. There's a lot of hurting people in the body of Christ. But the body of Christ has a tendency to kill the hurting. God has come to heal them. Amen. We have to have a heart of compassion to reach this world with the saving knowledge of God. And in this last wind of the Spirit that's moving, I mean, God's going to do it. I've seen so many things in the Spirit that God's doing. It's exciting. Amen. We're living in one of the most exciting times in the church history. Amen. We're right at the door of His return. Hallelujah. And the winds of the Spirit are going to blow, and there's all kinds of people that are going to come to Jesus, and we got to be ready for them. We got to be ready to take care of them. Hello? He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he is to atone. 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 20. Go. He says, Now, if I was writing that, I wouldn't have said it like that. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ.
Yes, we are.
As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead to be reconciled to God. For He had been made sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Amen. You know, sin unconfessed is possessed. Sins unconfessed are professed, possessed. Unconfessed is possessed. He says, confess your faults one to another, and the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Confess your faults. Now, I don't have to tell you all of my mail. I'm not confessing everything to you. I confess it to God. You don't have to tell me your problems. You have to say, Lord, I'm wrong.
Yeah, Lord,
I need forgiveness. Yeah. Amen. And that's where the church was. The church was in an apathetic state. They were sleeping. And he said, man, what a terrible state. They were miserable. And they were dying and they didn't even see it. They didn't even recognize it. They were blind to it. But He's gently knocking on the door.
Yeah.
And He says this. And He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. For whosoever shall hear my voice. And, you know, the voice. I think about my home. When somebody knocks on my door, I say, come in. Because a robber isn't going to knock on my door.
Come on.
Hello? a robber's going to come on in. Amen. So when somebody knocks on my door, I just say, come in.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, I'm knocking on your door. All I want you to do is say, come in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, and when I think about His voice, behold His voice, that He's speaking. Turn me to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, His voice is recognized. Jesus, in chapter 10, verse number 3, He says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear His voice, and He calleth His own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when He putteth forth His own sheep, they go before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
Right.
Now, when I'm speaking here, listen to me. I am the voice of the Lord speaking to you today as a shepherd, and you're a sheep. And when it aligns with the Word of God, it's His voice. If it doesn't line with His word, it's a stranger's voice. Hello? Hello? God will not do anything outside of His word. Amen? Amen. So no matter where we get or no matter what things are happening, God's going to do things decently. He'll do them in order, and He's going to be glorified through it all. Amen? But He says we hear His voice because we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. And the Holy Spirit knows the voice of God. And He knows His word. Amen. So as that word goes forth, His word is glorious. Amen. When I was thinking about glorious, I was reminded in Ezekiel chapter 43. Ezekiel 43. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We're looking at the glory of the Lord. Behold, witness the remarkable, the extraordinary. The glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the noise of many waters, and shined, the earth shined with his glory. Amen. Same thing we find in Revelation chapter 1, I think it's in verse 15. His voice was the sound of many waters. But for Elijah, he was the still small voice behind the storm. With me, I would be like the sound of many waters. With Pastor Basil, he'd be that still small voice. Great man. Just different personalities, right? It's okay if we preach like that, right? Hallelujah. So he's drawing us. He's drawing us. You know, look with me in Hebrews chapter 3. Verse number 15. This is also found in Psalms 95. But the writer of Hebrews says, while it is said today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today, if you will hear his voice and harden not your hearts as in the provocation, when they provoke God in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. This loving God, he's knocking. He's giving us a call. He is speaking. We hear his voice because his voice aligns with the word of God. Sometimes it be loud. Sometimes it might be soft. But he's speaking. Amen. He says, we'll open the door. I will come into him. And this speaks about the indwelling. The indwelling. And here's what the Lord was talking to me about is in unity. In unity. Jesus said this in John 17. John 17, verse number 20. This is Jesus' prayer for the church. This is Jesus' prayer for the body of Christ. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, and they may be, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Amen. Man, you're talking about perfect unity. Amen? Amen. We all have the same Holy Spirit. We all serve the same Father, the same Son. We all have the same Holy Ghost. Amen? And God wants us to walk in unity together. Amen? He says, if you hear my voice, I'll enter into you. Okay? In other words, he's dwelling in him, dwelling us. You know? The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. And he shall quicken our mortal bodies. So in other words, we've got to allow the spirit to quicken us, not our mortal body, not our outside thinking, but our inside thinking by the spirit of God. Because when God's ready to move and he's moving amongst us, our flesh is what's going to get in the way. Our mind is what's going to get in the way. We have to have the mind of Christ, and we got to operate according to the Spirit of God. The same Spirit is in each and every one of us. And He is not going to take us different directions. He says it's important that we walk in faith. And Galatians chapter 2. Are you with me? Can we chew on it? The Apostle Paul said this. This is what I'm going to do with my flesh. I am crucified with Christ, in verse 20. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. We're getting the flesh out of the way. And since we're getting our flesh out of the way, we have hope in the Spirit.
Yeah, we do.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Praise God. Look at me in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1. Verse number 27. The word of God says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all the ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we see this and we have revelation and he's moving. He's trying to stir up this church. Then he says, I'll enter into him and I'll sup with him and he with me. This speaks about an intimate relationship. That speaks about sitting down and taking bread with one another. You know, he says to you and I, and Christ, we have fellowship. Behold the fellowship in Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse number 7. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. We're in koinonia with Jesus. We're in fellowship with Jesus, but we're in fellowship with one another, which is the body. And if you look with me in 1 John chapter 1. Boy, Pastor, you just blew through that. Yeah, I did. Hallelujah.
Glory.
1 John 1. Hallelujah. Verse number 3. Says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You know, the Bible says we're to have fellowship with one another.
Yes.
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. Amen. Amen. God wants us to have a Holy Ghost party.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Is it okay to have some fun in church?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello? Hello? I don't know about you, but I don't want to go to no dead thing.
Come on.
Hey, God is alive.
Amen.
We are alive. So what should take place in this place? Oh, it should be life in the abundance thereof. Amen? Amen. God says this. He says he's knocking on the door. Are you listening? If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'm going to come in. And I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to break bread with him. He said, I already broke the bread. I already broke the bread when I broke my body. He gives us the body and the blood.
Amen.
The take of his bread, the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus. That's how we have union and fellowship with him. That's when we're dining on the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
You okay? My goodness. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He says in Revelation 3:22, he says, for whosoever has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is saying, arise and shine. Light has come, and the glory of God has risen upon you. Come on, let's all stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.